It's time now for today's Daily Devotional. This week we're talking about relationships. Today we want to talk about a relationship titled, It's Complicated. Scripture comes from Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which happens to be my favorite. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. If social media has taught us anything, that is that relationships aren't always so easy to define. Sometimes people are proudly posted in a relationship. They're super excited. It's new. It's fresh. They're happy. Sometimes it quietly gets changed to single and you never hear another thing about it. Then there are those folks who are posting and saying, well, what happened to the relationship? Like, we're invested. We need to know. Do you really need to know what happened in their relationship? Probably not. And then there's that one relationship status almost everybody can relate to at some point in time in life. And that's the one that says, it's complicated. Now, personally, I have never changed my status to it's complicated because it's either single or in a relationship. But those three little words carry a lot of weight. Maybe your marriage is struggling right now, or maybe your children have grown distant. Maybe a friendship ended without an explanation. That happens all the time. Maybe you're trying to forgive someone who never even apologized. Maybe your family gatherings have become a stressful place instead of a joyful one. Or maybe you're grieving someone who's gone and your heart still hasn't caught up with reality. Either way, life does have a way of being complicated. The older we get, the more we realize that relationships rarely fit into these neat little simple categories. They're messy, people. People say things they can't take back. Trust gets broken. Promises are forgotten. Expectations go unmet. And sometimes the people who hurt us the most are the very people we love the most. And if we're honest, many of us spend enormous amounts of time trying to untangle these complicated relationships. We replay these conversations. We think about what the outcome could have been. And sometimes we wonder what we should have said. We even search for the perfect words that might somehow fix everything. But here's the reality. Some relationships just can't be repaired by better communication alone. Some healing only comes through God. One of the greatest mistakes we make is believing that peace depends on everyone agreeing with us, and it does not. Peace comes from knowing that we've surrendered the situation to the one who sees what we cannot, and God has never been intimidated by complicated. Throughout Scripture, He stepped into situations that look completely impossible. Joseph's family betrayed him and sold him into slavery. Yet God used that broken relationship to save an entire nation. Ruth lost her husband and found herself facing an uncertain future. God turned her sorrow into a story of redemption. The prodigal son shared his relationship with his father, yet one embrace changed everything. Peter denied Jesus three times. Still, Jesus restored him and entrusted him with leading the early church. Again and again, God demonstrated that broken relationships are not beyond His reach. The same God who restored them is still restoring lives today. But here's something important to remember. God doesn't always begin by changing the other person. He often begins by changing us. And that's usually not the answer that we want. We'd much rather pray, Lord, change them. Lord, help me change them. Instead, God gently asks, will you let me change you? He changes our pride, our bitterness into forgiveness, our anger into compassion, our impatience into grace. And sometimes the greatest miracle isn't reconciliation. Sometimes the greatest miracle is that your heart becomes free, even if the relationship never changes. Now, forgiveness, of course, is one of the hardest commands in Scripture because it just feels unfair, doesn't it? Why should we forgive someone who never admitted they were wrong? Or why should we let go when they caused the pain? Because forgiveness isn't saying what happened was okay. It's choosing not to let yesterday continue controlling your today. Unforgiveness is like carrying a backpack full of rocks, and every offense adds another stone. Another disappointment, another betrayal, another argument, and eventually that weight becomes exhausting. And God never intended for you to carry that burden. He invites you to lay it down, not because the other person deserves it, but because you deserve the freedom that comes from releasing it. And that doesn't mean that every relationship should be restored, because forgiveness and reconciliation are not always the same thing. Some relationships require healthy boundaries, and some require distance. Some just require wisdom. Even Jesus walked away from people who rejected him, but he loved everybody. But he didn't entrust himself to everyone. So you can forgive someone without allowing them that unlimited access to your life. Boundaries aren't a lack of love. They're often an expression of wisdom. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we just want to take a moment to know and say thank you. We know that every relationship can be complicated in life, and nothing about our circumstances ever really surprise you. Nothing is too difficult for you to handle for us and show us the way. We surrender every broken conversation, every painful memory we're carrying, every disappointment that we're holding on to, and every unanswered question into your hands. Give us the wisdom where we need direction and courage where we need boundaries. And tell us and help us forgive as you have forgiven us, not because other people deserve it, but because you desire freedom from our heart. Trust us to teach and trust you even when we don't understand exactly what's going on or what you're doing. And thank you for being the God who brings peace into the chaos and hope into the broken places. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.